Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturného radičného vysielania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, aby sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás nesmyslno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svete.
Hello and welcome to the Rusin Heritage Program. We are here every Sunday at noon on WEDO 810 AM and rebroadcast at 6 PM on Saturday evenings, reaching a 100-mile radius in 4 states. Have your paper and pen handy for important information. Today is a very special day when we would like to extend our very best wishes to a very important person in all families, the dad. Happy Father's Day.
And not only 4 states, 100-mile radius. Remember, we are on the internet, and we are special today. Today is our special Father's Day broadcast.
Today being Father's Day, we wanted to play any songs about fathers. But boy, did we have a hard time finding them. Dean, why do you think that is?
Well, for the most part, Russian society is purely matriarchal instead of patriarchal. So most of the loving songs are about mothers. And the songs that you usually hear about fathers are about going off to war or going down to the bar and drinking.
Yeah, well, I was talking to John Rigetti about this subject, and he said the same thing. The Russian culture has always been a matriarchal culture. And this is true of most Slav cultures except for the Poles. The Polish culture is a patriarchal one. Also, the young men and husbands were recruited into the military, and in many cases, the mothers had to raise the children and care for the family alone. I always reflect on my dad, Sparky, on this day. He died on Father's Day 18 years ago. He loved his ethnicity and especially his church.
He was so supportive of all things Russian, he never missed a performance of Slaviani in his lifetime and was so proud that his son, Jack, and I are carrying on his great Russian heritage. And he would also have been so proud of his great-grandchildren of what they're doing. He comes to mind every time Slaviani performs. He would be so proud to see just where we are today. It truly was because of him that our passion for our Rusin and our church is as it is. Thank you, Diddy, and thank you very much, Father. My father sitting here today, and we have a good song for both of them. Nyanku nash dorohy, our dear dad from the Makovica Storona CD.
Yes.
for those of you that don't know my dad and I and the Paloka family, you know that we are a very close and tight-knit family. And we are very, very proud and very, very honored to be Russians and all of our ancestors that came before us. So it does get kind of tough around this time of year for, I know, my dad and my uncles on the Paloka side, because the day my grandfather died was Father's Day. Well, moving on, the Carpathia Rusyn Society has acquired the deed and full ownership of the first Rusyn Cathedral in the United States, the Old St. John's Cathedral, Munhall, PA. We have great plans for this historic building, but we need your help, both financial and physical, from the CRS membership. More information on how you can help will be forthcoming. Actually, we are looking for volunteers to help with several sessions of initial general cleaning of the main room of the cathedral so it can be utilized during the CRS's 10th anniversary celebration events. These dates are going to be Wednesday, June 23rd, and Saturday, June 26th, from 9 a.m. on. So if you can spare a few hours on one or more of these dates, please contact Sue Timo at 724-239-4211 or email her at rusyn@bentcom.net, rusyn@bentcom.net. We desperately need your help. Our next selection is Eya Gazda Ya Gazda, I Am a Husbandman by Ivan Zizmar. The Rusyn Heritage Program is now on the Internet. At the CRS homepage, scroll down the left-hand column to Rusyn Radio, and there we are. Now, Rusyns everywhere in the world, and any time of the day or night, can listen to and enjoy Rusyn Radio. Examples of this are, we got a $25 donation from good friend Karen Varian of Minneapolis, Minnesota, who's also the president of the Rusyn Association of Minnesota, who listens via the Internet. We also received a $50 donation from Helen Aldrich, who writes, thank you for letting me hear you via the Internet in Bend, Oregon. We got a note from a listener in West Homestead who writes, enclosed is my check for $100 for the Rusyn Heritage Program. I enjoy not only the music, but also your broadcast of educational and cultural items of interest. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Anna Mae Harhai. We got an anonymous $100 donation from a listener from Virginia with a note saying, "This is a contribution to the wonderful Rusyn Heritage Program." We thank you all so very much for your kind and encouraging words, and especially for your financial support. For all of you, we play the greatest father song of all, Otche Nash, from the Hymnitske Spevy Rusynyu CD.
On Sunday, July 18th, the Carpathia Rusyn Society, the Slovak Association of the Laurel Highlands, and the Johnstown Area Heritage Association will co-sponsor a cultural event to be held in the courtyard of the Johnstown Area Heritage Association Museum, Cambria City, Johnstown. The event will feature the singing Reveliak family from Bordeaux, Slovakia, from 3:30 to 5 p.m. with a concert program of Rusyn and East Slovak songs. The CRS will have a sales table featuring wood carvings, pottery, pisanka, embroidered cloth, CDs, cassettes, videos, books, maps, and much more from the homeland. Slavic food will also be available for purchase, along with liquid refreshments, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic. Admission is just $3, discounted for CRS, SALS, and JAHA members. There will also be discounted admission to their wonderful must-see museum. For more information about this event, call the CRS at 412-749-9899.
For our next selection, we have that same Reveliak family that you will hear then with Mojoho Miloho Rodina. Moje serce je ranjene. got a generous donation from Kathy Silvestri, who, along with her daughter Maria, had a very special message to someone very special, and she requested it in Ponashimu. So, here it is. Hutilibizme shelati lubo ishyaslibidyen ninkil do Ivana Tima ubentlivil is tvoyoy dilke Katya I tvoyoy dilke dilcha Maria. This translates into Kathy and Maria Silvestri send their love and happy Father's Day greetings to John Timo of Bentleyville. Mr. Timo, have a great Father's Day from everyone here at the Russian Heritage Program. And another message, which is for Mr. Timo, is to my dad, John Timo. Happy Father's Day. Love, Susan. Thanks, Susan, for your generous donation to the Russian Heritage Program. So for you, Mr. Timo, we have the appropriate Starom Yasya Starom.
There will be a Youngstown event called the Festival of Nations on the campus of the Youngstown State University on Saturday, July 10th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday, July 11th from noon to 6 p.m. The Rusins will be represented by the Youngstown chapter of the CRS, who will have a Rusin food booth and hopefully a performance by the Slaviani Folk Ensemble at 5 p.m. on Sunday. There will be ethnic booths, foods, and display, and a CRS marketplace. Nationalities represented include Chinese, Greek, Hungarian, Irish, Lebanese, Middle East, Native American, Palestinian, Polish, Romanian, Rusin, Serbian, and Welsh. For more information, call Bob DiMocco at 330-759-1287 or email him at robjakdem@AOL.com. This might be the type of music you will hear at the Festival of Nations. We have Zhena Moya from the Tsigan Harai CD.
командар Сармандике Палмандероме Тай тати на блюза квиткетца Лоли рокля паре пудренца Тай тати на блюза квиткетца Let's try it again.
I have some birthdays to acknowledge. The first one is for Matka Hadebar, mother of CRS founding member and national treasurer Lois Lieberman. Matka celebrated her 92nd birthday yesterday, and we all sang happy birthday to her. Happy birthday, Matka.
Happy birthday, Matka.
And she sang along with us.
Yes.
The next birthday greeting is from CRS National Financial Secretary Jack Mihalo, who sends best wishes and birthday greetings to his cousin, Anna Savitska's husband, Jan, from Prešov, who also celebrated his birthday yesterday.
And Mr. M, I will make sure to give him a call when I get to Prešov next week and wish Jan a happy birthday in person. You are listening to a very special one-hour edition of the Rus'n Heritage Program here on 810 AM WEDO McKeesport, Pittsburgh. Ishi raz vam vitaju do dnešnjeho specijalnoho hodinoho rusinskoho narodnostnoho veselanja na stanici WEDO frekvencija 810 kHz na radio v McKeesport, Pittsburghu. Ja bih hotio pozdraviti I želati všetkim njenkio komu dnes posluhajut misno, radosnoj I šťastlivoj den njenko.